Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Hi, guys. Welcome in. Really quickly, this is on my mind. If you're wearing brown lip liner with like a nude lip, stop, because it looks like a mustache. I just needed to get that off my chest.
Wait, but how dark of a brown? I dig like a brownie nude lip.
If it matches, like, yeah. But if it's like a nude brown and then a pink lip and it's a major
absolutely not.
Like, look at the two color tones. Like, this does not. It looks like a mustache. Y'all got to stop doing that.
Yes. I also, listen, the overlining, it's done.
It's done. When you turn your face to the side, spoiler alert, your lip's not where the line is.
Yeah, we know. We can tell.
We know.
People are going to think about that we're talking about somebody specific.
No, it's not. It's just been on my mind. I was like scrolling, cruising the feed, and I see it a lot. And it's not even like people that I follow. It's like the For You page stuff. And it shows you like makeup tutorials or whatever you've been looking at. And I see this and I'm like, I understand it might be trending, but it's like not a good trend.
Currently my For You page is all antique flat lays.
No way.
Because I started, so I wanted to like start collecting some like antique frames because I want to do like a cute gallery wall.
Yeah.
Like on my kitchen area, whatever. Anyways, I've discovered this very special like sect of Instagram where it's like people antiquing, but like virtually, which duh, why, of course we do that because we do everything online.
Right.
But it's people that scour all the, you know, the Goodwills, the Salvation Armies, whatever. And they find these antique pieces and they do flat lays.
Yeah.
And they number each one. And then it's like, you just claim it. It's like first to claim, like in the comments.
I follow a couple of accounts like that I like that do that. And you just DM to claim and then they comment sold and you have to pay them.
Yeah.
But then, yeah.
But it's like, I all of a sudden have found everybody and their cousin is apparently looking for antique frames. Uh-huh. But that is my entire For You like feed on Instagram now is all these flat lays from all these different accounts because I've been on so many of these fucking accounts and I can't get frames. I'm like, I don't want to set alerts for every single one of these accounts because right. My phone will be going off nonstop.
It'll be a lot.
But at the same time, like, who are all these psychotic people that are just like doing exactly that and claiming all the frames?
Claiming all of them.
It's really annoying.
Framed up.
Ugh.
Yep.
I did a little solo antiquing yesterday though. And I did find a really cool mirror because I want to do my guest room like a vintage equestrian kind of theme.
I like this. Yeah.
And so I found a great mirror for that. Okay. I found a really cool like patinaed like brass candlestick holder.
Ooh.
Anyways, I've been finding all the these like good spots.
Yeah, I love that.
Because I can't find shit at thrift stores. Mm-mm. So I'm just, you know, spending out the ass at antique stores. Mm-hmm. I've tried Salvation Army. I've tried Goodwill. I've tried Rehome. I've tried Dorcas Ministries. I've tried the Durham Mission.
You got to hit them just, I mean, that's the beauty of it all. You just got to hit it whenever. Yeah. Whenever.
Durham Mission has so much furniture. Have you ever been there?
My aunt used to work there.
It's insane how much furniture they have.
I don't know that I ever went. I don't know. No.
I was like,
damn. I want you to look at our feed really quick on Basically Famous. I forgot to post this morning. I hope. Yeah, our Instagram feed. Our Instagram feed. And I need y'all all to do that too right now because I love it so much. It's so funny to me. Y'all, Pookie's tell me y'all are on
fire.
Pookie's outfit is fire. Tell me y'all are on Pookiegate. Me and Spencer have been talking about Pookiegate. And if you're not familiar, Pookie is Campbell Hunt Puckett. Sorry, I didn't even mean to cut your antiquing off.
Oh, no, it's fine. This is not an antiquing podcast.
It could be.
If anybody has antique frames, like hit up your girl in DMs.
Spencer needs you to send them to her. Send them to our P.O. box.
Yeah, I'm also looking for some brass accessories. So, okay.
All the things.
Yeah, moving on.
So Pookiegate is Campbell Hunt Puckett, right?
Yes.
Okay. So.
No, Campbell Puckett Hunt. Is it?
I don't know.
Yes, I think it's Jet Hunt. So I think she's Campbell Puckett Hunt.
Okay. She is an influencer. Uh-oh, not sponsors again. Okay, you check that out. And they have gone like mega viral. I'm talking E! News has picked up the story. People have picked up the story. Just all of it. But they were on TikTok. Excuse me, Bert.
No, you were right.
What?
Campbell Puckett Hunt. No, oh, Campbell Hunt Puckett. Damn
I
was like, it.
I wasn't right. Okay, so okay. We'll we'll make sure we get it right in the show notes if we put it in there. But he does like basically describing like her outfits, and his go-to is Pookie's outfit is far. Like he
there's a formula to every video.
It's, yes.
It's, you know, they say, "Hi, he's like, she starts it usually. She's yeah. like, "Hey, we're getting ready for date night." And he was like, "Yeah, Pookie's looking so far. Fire in this, far. Like, all red outfit. Babe, tell him what you're wearing.
Babe, I love that. Those shoes are straight far. Like, this is my favorite outfit you've ever worn, Pookie." And they've been doing this forever. And all of a sudden, and just, y'all, that algorithm hit. And when it hit, it hit.
And everybody is on Pookie Talk.
Their algorithm is far because everybody, I've seen this on literally like E! And people, like all these huge outlets
yeah.
that want the exposure. And obviously coming with exposure, other things come out, you know, with exposure yeah. or whatever. But
ESPN did a TikTok where they use their sound and we're doing right. it.
Like Barstool, yeah. I think Barstool did one. Uh-huh. Like everybody is doing it. And now
everybody.
Everybody's outfits like far. But like, y'all gotta get on Pookie Talk because Pookie is a household name. I need her to change, just put that in her bio at this point. She can literally put Pookie. I'm Pookie. Pookie. I would literally flex. I'm Pookie. I'm My Pookie. Outfit's fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But it is just so mind blowing about how like algorithms, like I'm sure now everyone's algorithm is about to have Pookie on it.
For sure.
At this point.
Because we're talking about
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. We're speaking it out there. Uh-huh. Now ours are going to, you know, it's uh-huh. just all the things. But also on Instagram, I've been meaning to talk to you about this and I didn't want to text you about it. How do we feel about Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake out here beefing again? You know, Britney tried to say she apologized for hurting anybody and he turned around and was like, F it all. I don't care. I don't owe nobody nothing. It's like, okay.
Okay, this is going to be a really hot take and you know where I've been
yeah.
with Britney. I kind of don't blame him. Here's yeah. the thing.
All right.
Listen, I call me a flip-flopper. I don't know. But he did apologize years ago.
That, for what?
Not just to Britney. It was like to Britney and Janet. And he talked about how he like, you know, he's kind of realized that he did like benefit from a system that was designed to, you know, work, okay. you know, to his benefit as a white man and blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, things that like would have gotten somebody else in trouble. He didn't get in trouble, whatever.
Okay.
I do believe there's two sides to every story. Do I think that like the things that she described in her book actually happened? Of course I do. Yeah. I definitely think those things happened. I also think we have to look at it at like how old they were when that yeah. happened. He is a 40 something year old man at this point mm-hmm. who's like married and with children. Like, do I think he's perfect? No, obviously he still cheated on Jessica like a few years ago. Like
right.
he's not like a saint.
Right.
But I also don't think you should have to answer for like the crimes of your youth for the rest of your life.
Oh God. No, I totally agree with that.
I think he's probably just sick of being like, I mean, yeah. people have come hard for him over the last yeah. few years, deserved or not. And I think everybody has their breaking point where it's like, okay, enough is enough. You know what? Yeah. It doesn't matter if I apologize clearly or if I own like the things that I've done in my past clearly. So fuck off.
Yeah.
I think obviously her coming out and apologizing then, I think he almost took it too far. Like that was his justification. Like finally she's admitting that like it took two to tango. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm yeah. not sorry. And it's like, yeah. Was it right? No. His PR people probably were like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah.
But I get it.
I think my thing for him, though, is Britney is clearly not well. She got the short end of the stick on so many aspects of that. I mean, she really was dealt a shitty hand like her entire last 15 years. And everything kind of built on each thing and made it worse and worse. And she had to live a longer, quote, punishment from all the things she went through. So she had years that she had to live of like being the cheater, so to speak, when it wasn't that. And she had a lot of that. So I think when she wrote the book and she was, quote, speaking her truth, we got to remember she wasn't able to do this forever and ever and ever. Mm-hmm. She has sat on these feelings. She has had to be drugged, manipulated, punished in so many aspects. So she writes a book and then, you know, it blows up. She didn't intentionally, I think, like want to necessarily do that. That's just how it happened, which of course she really hasn't been able to publicly speak out on that. Right. So she did. She wrote a book like as everyone does. Instead of him being a dickhead and seriously, instead in doing that privately, maybe he could have been like, hey, I'm really sorry. And we don't know, obviously, but I assume he did not do this. I think it's safe to assume.
I would say it's safe to
assume. But like maybe privately being like, listen, I understand. Like I've heard, you know, what was said in your book. I'm really sorry. Like,
yeah,
let's not like air this. I understand you're coming out of a place of, you know, you're getting your freedom and you wrote a book. You know, let's kind of just leave the past in the past. I apologize for X, Y, and Z, but like, let's move on. That would be mature, right? Like that's kind of how that could have been handled. But it looked like, you know, she, again, was processing everything, wrote her book and told her story, so to speak. And people got pissed about how it went down because when you watch interviews of everything, it is heartbreaking to watch where she had to live years years and years and years. And he got off scot-free. And now that it's out there, people are now pissed when she had Britney Spears went through this years ago.
Right.
And had to live that. And no one vouched for her. There was no social media to defend her like that. She had to cry and live. And that's what she talked about in her book. So then when she apologizes, when really she didn't have a need to necessarily do that. Sorry that hurt your feelings, but like that's what happened. And then he's going to turn around and then say, I don't owe anyone anything.
Yeah.
I kind of do though. Like, you know, she's now dealing with something that you dealt with 15 years ago. Like you could have faced that. She didn't get a chance. So that's my only thing. It's like,
don't be like that. No, I see it from both sides. Like I said, I don't think it was obviously the right move, but I also,
but it's old news to him because he's been there, done that, you know, processing of it all, but
right. And we know people have come for him so hard the last few years, like since the Free Britney movement started really picking up and the documentaries came out. And then God knows how much shit he got from this damn book, which again, probably deserved.
Well, she just got it at a different time. And I think that's the biggest thing. It's like she had to live this crap when he was living his best life in his heyday. She's still not living her best life. It's not like she's free and like doing her. I mean, she is, but I think we're all a little bit worried about, Brit. She needs somebody in her life that can help her.
Nobody knows 100% of the truth, right? Like
that. She probably don't even remember.
Well, that book is her truth. But we don't know for sure his side of the story. He's never done a tell-all type of thing.
Right.
And like, so he did that in the show where he said that on stage. He said that and then he went right into Cry Me a River.
Yeah.
Like, hello.
Savage.
But it does make you think like, okay, she's talking, you know, she didn't fess up to having an affair or cheating, but like he also is not kind of backing down.
I thought she did. I thought she said they both kind of did each other dirty. Didn't they? Didn't she say that in her
book?
Did
she?
I think so.
I was pretty sure that she said like she didn't do whatever, like the Cry Me a River thing that.
Oh no, I don't think that was, no, that instance I'm pretty sure she said was put on her for not, but I swear she said that I think she said, I think y'all, if you read the book, let us know. Cause obviously we don't know, but I want to say she said that they weren't both innocent, but that
well, either way, I remember that. Specifically her saying like that she didn't cheat on him, which is why when he came out with Cry Me a River and used a girl that looked just like her, like, of course, that was the narrative that everybody took as to why their relationship ended. But well, that wasn't why the relationship ended.
No, I think that was it. I think it was they both had done it, but that why they ended it was not because of the cheating.
That
was the narrative that was pushed. I think I could be wrong.
But whatever,
either way, like either way, yeah.
I don't think Britney is as innocent
during
that whole period as she tried to make it seem in her book. So like, you know, whatever. I think they're each entitled to their feelings. He's definitely a dick. That hasn't changed. Also, okay, the song. Do you not hear the song Jealous by Nick Jonas when you hear his song?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. You are the first person to agree with me.
Oh,
the minute I heard that Justin Timberlake song, I was like, oh my God, this sounds so much like the Nick Jonas song.
100%.
And then I asked Robbie about it, and Robbie was like, I don't hear that at all. And I forget, I asked somebody else, and they're like, no, I don't hear it. And I was like, how can you not hear it?
Like the melodies and the way that
the melodies, even totally. The words are so similar. I was, thank you.
No. Nope.
I feel incredibly validated.
100%. Can totally see that. Yes, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Somehow Jessica Biel made her way onto my TikTok with her singing it. She gets on my nerves. You like her?
No. Oh, okay. Let me tell you, she was on my list next to bring up in this conversation.
Singing, doing her little yoga and bouncing her butt in the shower.
She has come up on my For You page with so much random, weird content. You
well,
are
I'm getting it because of you.
Oh, well, probably.
You're the reason.
You are Jessica fucking Biel. Yeah. You are an actress. You are A-list celebrity. I mean, A-minus, whatever. She's married to Justin Timberlake, which pretty much makes her forever A-list. Why are you doing a what's in my bag TikTok video?
And it was so whack. I was like, stop. Weird. I can't. She's like, she's trying to be all quirky. It ain't.
Quirky.
It ain't.
Hey, I'm Jess. You want to see what's in my bag?
And then she ended it like that too. Did you see that?
Yes.
Did you send me these and that's why they're on there?
No.
Oh, you watched them and it put it right on my feed.
It is like when cringe. You hear the Gen Zers talk about cringy millennial behavior.
Yeah. That's it.
That is the behavior they're talking about. Hey, I'm just, she's not facetious. She's actually doing this content. Like the granola bar and then her little Chanel thing. And then what did she have so many of? She had like three of something.
Was lipstick.
Stuff.
Lip. And she called
like,
it
what
something.
What do you call this one? Chapstick. You dumb bitch.
I know. I had the same thoughts. I was like, what? I'm losing brain cells, which isn't good, but losing brain cells watching you.
And then she did another video, which this one particularly went viral. And she was talking about how she likes to eat in the shower.
The orange. Which was a thing. I remember people doing that.
Yogurt.
Oh, yogurt? Like, I thought it was just the oranges.
No. She eats. She did a follow-up video because she talked about how she likes to eat in the shower. And like, that's not a weird thing, right? Everybody eats in the shower. So then she does a second video because she talks about how in her shower she has like a built-in ledge.
Yeah.
You know, she's got to have a built-in ledge in her shower because that's where she puts her food when she's showering. And then so she does a second follow-up video because everybody lost their shit.
Yeah.
And she does a second video where she's talking about like, you know, clarifying because that's what needed to happen. Clarifying what foods she eats in the shower because it has to be things where if, ooh, God forbid, it falls on the floor, she can mash it down the drain is what she's talking about. So she eats things like yogurt because the yogurt can just go down the drain.
Is this to save time because she's got so much to do?
Right. People are like, what? Like,
why did she say it was
that's
the point
not
of that?
Actually the part we needed to clarify. And also I'm thinking like, okay, it's not like she was saying she also likes her coffee in the shower and whatever. But I'm like, your shower water can just go in your open container of yogurt.
Like, and are you not, are we washing and there's like suds flying around? Because sometimes I'll use purple shampoo and it's all the way on my shower door. And correct. I'm like, dang, did I fling my hair?
I'm flinging stuff all over the place
so
in
I'm
the
saying,
shower.
Like, are we not, are we
I'm
just
also
eating
not
the shower?
A leisurely shower. Like I
need- oh, no, I'll stand in there for 30 minutes. But like, I'm literally standing under, the water's splashing everywhere.
That's what, yeah. Well, but that's why she needs the ledge. She's got to put the food in the ledge. I'm just like.
I bet you she's one of those people that texts like just a U instead of Y-O-U or like
first
W-Y-D.
Of all, we're talking about her like she's got a normal ass shower like you and me. She's probably got a shower that's 400 square feet.
She has
and
a
her
kitchen in it.
Yeah, her ledge is obviously on the other side where the water doesn't hit, you know.
Like, I want to know like, why. Are we understand. Doing this because we're busy and we're saving time or what? Because I did see, what was it, last year people were eating oranges in the shower as like a thing. I saw that. And that's what I thought she was talking about. I didn't go down the whole, that you can mash it up. Girl, what are you doing?
Like, that's gross. First of all, don't be putting shit down your drawers.
And you're going to tell me that don't stink? People have garbage disposals that smell so foul and rancid.
Well, it tells me everything I need to know about Jessica Biel, which is that she definitely pisses in the shower.
Okay.
She pees in the shower. You pee in the shower?
Yeah.
That no, I don't like that. I don't know why I don't like that.
Yeah. No, I don't want like it running down my leg. Oh my God, I'm so gross. You know what? We're going to put a poll up. And y'all be honest. Do you pee in the shower? I do pee in the shower. I don't know why I like to do that.
Well, here's another hot debate when it comes to showering on TikTok. Are you a face the water person or face away from the water?
Away. And then when I'm washing my face, I'll turn and do it. But I don't like to face the water.
See, I'm opposite. I face the water.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's a very polarizing thing.
Now, I'll turn. Like, I don't just obviously stand like that. And I'll kind of do it depending on how
But if I'm just relaxing, enjoying the shower,
nope, I'm
the
away.
Shower's hitting my front.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That hurts my face.
No. That's so funny.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. But anyways, that's a hot debate on TikTok currently.
No way.
When it comes to showering. Okay. And now it's whether or not you eat in the shower. So
now that, I'm sorry, that is so extreme to me. Like, yogurt yeah. and no.
I get why mm-hmm. she's all of a sudden coming out with this content because, you know, they're no dummies, right? They know algorithms, blah, 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 blah. So if she gets more eyeballs on her, it's
but
gonna
also,
help
like,
him.
You're like, it's multi-millionaire. So he's probably a billionaire. Like, why? Why do you need to be on the algorithm? Stop hogging the algorithm.
I don't know.
You're being a hog. Nobody needs to see you to drive your price up.
I mean, but like, we're talking dang. About him. We're talking about him, but it's
we
fucking
are.
Weird.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, why? I mean, honestly, and I don't know, because we've probably maxed out of our age for even like being famous of that level. But like, wouldn't you just like put it in neutral and coast from the rest of your life?
I would.
I'm out. I'm
especially
not, in this climate where you can't say or do anything.
Thank you.
I'm in my mansion swimming in my pool.
If
in
I'm
peace, bye.
Rich and wealthy and just living my life under the radar, yep.
Stay out of the media.
You bet your ass. That's how I'm going to continue
exactly.
forever.
Stay out of the media. I wouldn't even want to be famous in this world.
Nope.
You would forget I existed. You know why? Because I'd be sipping martinis on my back porch in my pool, raising my kid, homeschool probably. I don't even know. Yep. And just cruising whatever I wanted to do. You'd forget about me.
You and I have talked about this numerous times offline, but like, there are only so many people that I want to have their eyeballs on me in yep. this journey of totally. Podcasting and Instagram and social media and all that. Like,
yep.
I don't get troll comments. I don't get troll DMs. I mean, it took us a while to get here.
Yeah.
Because for a while it was all troll stuff.
We're very lucky that we don't deal
with
a lot of that crap.
We also are just so little. Yep. We're, you know, we're so small.
On purpose.
I see these girls that are growing. And like the anxiety that comes with that. And I yep. just never, even Pookie Gate. Okay. Yeah. We're bringing it full circle back yeah. to Pookie. She had this quick rise, right? All of a sudden they went super viral. She's gaining hundreds of thousands of followers in a matter of weeks.
Yep.
They are already digging through their histories and trying to find shit to cancel them yeah. on. And that is just what the internet does.
And I don't
want that no. in my life. I don't need that in my life.
And we've I don't agree with that. No. I was talking to a client about that. It's like, and you and I have discussed this. Just because you do something when you're younger, like our generation got to make mistakes privately and we've learned from them. And it was a very different time. And now you're bringing up things out of context because 10, 15, 20 years ago, it was very different. It was a different time. And I'm not saying things weren't wrong then. It just wasn't wrong the way it was being done.
Right.
Or words.
You weren't
your
doing
vocabulary
the behavior
or,
right. in spite of knowing that it was wrong. You right. didn't know it was wrong.
So now they're digging this crap up on people. And this happens to celebrities. This happens to
everyday
influencers.
People.
This happens, yeah, people in jobs. And then they're digging it up and canceling people because it's taken out of context in showing just a small part.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to recover emotionally and publicly from something like that. It yeah. is very rare that you recover for something
well,
like that.
Well, she's already issued a public apology. And it's like, here's the thing. The people that are looking for these aren't things that are just happenstance, like coming up. Like, no, right. people with malice are going and
yep.
hunting
That's
and
right.
scouring through people's history with the intention of finding
of ruining
something
you.
To bring them down, ruin them. Why? Yeah,
why? I agree.
You better be one perfect fucking human being if you're going to scour the internet to find somebody or something to cancel somebody
and
on.
And that's exactly, I feel the same way. It's like, there's not one person out here, even people trying to cancel people that don't have anything in their past that they wouldn't like cringe or be upset or embarrassed or could potentially hurt someone.
The fact that you're a troll scouring the internet is actually
everything.
Embarrassing for
right.
you. So.
No, I totally agree. But it is wild how, like you said, you know, for celebrities and they're trying to like show up on, it's just wild to me that you still want to do that. Like you already did that.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Like you don't need, people do this because they're hustling and they want to make money. And like, hell, I would do that. Like I'm trying to make as much as I can in the shortest amount of time so I can sit back and kick it later. Like I don't want to right. be doing stuff. I don't want to do the most when I'm 60. I no. do not want to do that. I want to chill. I want to relax.
Yeah.
You and I have talked about this. We're going to have a girl and girl's house. No, we're going to have a golden girl's house.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to be doing anything on the internet. I might not even have a cell phone, truth be told. My son can call my house line. And if you don't get me, then I probably just ran over to Target or mm-hmm. the grocery store real quick. But I'll be back home in a minute. Mm-hmm. I'll be back home to lay by the pool on the lanai. And
sounds like heaven.
Chilling. It does sound like heaven.
Yeah.
So the fact that celebrities are still trying to be in the mix of algorithms and doing these cringy videos when she was singing his song. And then she's like doing yoga and she's like, I'm like, you are so cringe. Like, I can't.
It's too much.
I already said I didn't like Mary Camden because you're forever labeled that. Lucy would have never.
No, Mary Camden was the worst.
She was the worst. And she still is the worst. I'm like, yeah. Look at you, girl. Still being Mary. Look at you. Sit down.
Take Mary out of the girl, but you can't. You can take the girl out of Mary, but you can't take the Mary out of the girl. Got it. Yeah. Now that being said, y'all listening to this, we are still thirst monsters
trying to spread
the joy and make some money. So,
but within, like you said, Spencer and I have talked about this, and if you're listening to this,
I don't want a million followers, but no. I do want to make enough that I can quit my day job.
Right. But we've talked about this and we'll tell y'all, like, y'all are our people. So if you're listening to this, you're probably not a troll. And if you are, that's weird that you're still listening to this, but
thanks for the download though.
Thanks for the download. But we do appreciate our people that are here because we have fine-tuned it in a way that I do feel like we feel great about it. We've said that privately before. Like,
yes,
we don't deal with BS and drama. Even in DMs when we post like a hot take, people like y'all will message us and be like, I don't agree. But it's never like malice.
Nope.
And like, it's never coming from that place. It's not a malicious comment back and forth. It's usually like funny. And even if y'all disagree on certain people that we may post or voting things, we make jokes about it. Like with y'all, but we love that. We don't have to deal with it because we are still like small fish. But then, you know, there is a part where in Spencer and I always are trying to figure out the right move. It's like, yes, we want to grow obviously because the more eyes we have, potentially, hopefully the more people listen to our podcast, and that's what makes us money. Not Instagram. It's like our podcast.
And it's fun. This is truly like for lack of a word, a different word, barf. This is our community. And yeah, we really it was such a rough go for us the first couple years.
Yeah.
And I truly feel like if we're just going to take a moment and be like sentimental.
Why not?
The people that listen to our show and follow us now
even after
and
all
engage
that.
With us, even after all that, many of them are new and came after, you know, our beginnings. Uh-huh. Is such a special group of people. And it is something that like, we joke and we tell you guys to like share with your friends and your family and your cousins and your sisters and whoever. We do that because you guys are so special to us.
Right.
And treat us kindly.
Well, we trust that y'all are sharing them with good people like yourselves.
Right. And so it's like, we want to keep like growing this like sisterhood, you know, the basically famous sisterhood.
Yes.
Men, see your way out.
Yeah.
But that's why, because we trust that you guys are going to share it with like good people that are not going to troll us because we just can't take it emotionally.
No. And the, right. The only other way to grow is like, as you guys see, is like giveaways or like that, but you're exposing yourself to such a big pool of people that don't all like that.
And people that don't give
trolls,
a shit.
Well, that brings about in the you trolls or what because, you have to say. Yeah, you're partnering with people that are more well known, which is fine. It's great. It's helpful, but it also brings like the eyeballs on their account, which leads to your account. And then it's not as like intimate.
Right.
So I'm just saying, in a world full of black panties, be the pink panties.
We're looking for quality over quantity.
I'm just saying.
But we do need quantity. So please share.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay.
We have an Am I the Asshole today for a spotlight moment.
Okay.
So are you ready to jump into that?
Let's do it.
Beautiful. Okay, ladies. I have an Am I the Asshole. My sister just recently had a baby and she isn't really close to our family for many reasons and decisions she has made that we just don't agree on. One being getting pregnant with this baby in the first place. Woof. A little backstory as to why. She has three daughters already with her ex-husband that we feel she doesn't pay attention to when she dates because she gets so blindsided by love that nothing or no one, especially her family, matter when she's dating a guy. Anyways, she gets pregnant with her recent boyfriend, they get married, and she just had the baby. My husband and I just had our first baby and waited until they were born to find out the gender. We had a girl, but had a boy name picked out and just planned to use it if/when we we have a boy. Well, this sister named her baby that boy name that we had picked out. Now, we didn't tell anyone about the name, at least not that I can recall. So I think it may have just been a coincidence, but am I the asshole for being annoyed?
No, you're not an asshole for feeling annoyed, but also you gotta think realistic about this. If she didn't do it maliciously because you told her the name and she was like, oh, I like that name, I'm going to use it. You really can't be mad about that. But you're allowed to be annoyed. That is annoying. Sure. That's totally annoying.
Also, is the name like unique or is it like Andrew or Michael? Right. You know, like, yeah. Like what are the chances that she picked out this name because it's, you know, an average Joe kind of name, yeah, versus, you know, like a hunter or a jet or a, right, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think like we have to kind of look at what the name actually is. And is it first name and middle name or is it just first name?
Yeah.
I'm just saying if we're trying to figure out if it was malicious or not.
But if she didn't tell her, then she would have never known.
Well, that she can't remember.
Oh, true.
Just saying.
Well.
But I think chances are it probably was just coincidence.
Yeah.
And you have every right to be annoyed. Also, again, depending on what kind of a name it is.
Yeah. If it's like Benjamin, then
you can still use it if you, yeah, have a boy. Then there's lots of people that, you know, use a first name, but call their children by like their middle name.
Right.
So you can always do something like that. Yeah. And also, it's not a big deal if you got two like Robs in the family, right, or two Bens. Yeah.
Thomas
like,
one, Thomas two.
Yeah.
Easy.
You know, it just, you can have different like abbreviated versions of the name, yeah, or whatever. I think it's okay. Obviously, you have, yeah, great taste, because if your sister also liked the name, then, you know.
Yeah. Me and my brother both use the name Fisher. It's just Fisher's first name and it's my nephew's middle name.
Yeah.
And they did that before I had Fisher. I always knew I was going to name him Fisher and they wanted to use it as the middle name and that was also fine. Yeah. So,
also, is it possible that your frustration is being compounded by the fact that you don't think she should have had this child in the first place? Like, right, is it really fully about the name, true, why you're irritated, or is it that you're, yeah, is it the name plus the fact that like you don't even feel like she should have had this kid, that's in the, true, first place?
Yeah. So, maybe that's a little bit of it.
I'm just saying, I don't think you're the asshole, no, but I think, you know, sit in your feelings, be annoyed, yeah, with it, but
be annoyed.
You should probably figure out a way to get over it.
Yeah.
Get past it.
Be annoyed, but then you got to just move on because guess what?
It's not going to eat your life.
She's got a baby.
You may never have a boy. This may never even be an issue.
That's
you
true
might,
too.
You might just have 32 girls. I don't know.
Ooh.
Wow. Can you imagine having?
No. But I did hear the other day on the radio that a lady had, she just had her 30th kid. Was it 30?
What?
Yeah, let me look that up before I mess up.
How is that even biologically possible unless you are just having many sets of multiples? That's the only way. And even in then, in which case, like, how does your body go through that?
I don't know.
That's like, okay.
Wait, hold on. I Googled this.
Oh.
I heard it on the radio. But then the first thing that popped up was world's most fertile woman had 44 kids by 36 and she's raising them alone.
No. You can't.
Miriam, what is you doing?
You can't even afford that.
Well, this was all different dads from what I heard. I'm going to find it. And she had it all by different fathers.
Okay. So this is not the same because it applies to the man. But did you know that once a man has so many children, he's exempt from child support? I think it's like 10 kids or something like that.
No. Oh, so what's his face is fun?
Yeah. Like, that's actually how I found out about it. Oh my God, the celebrity. What is his name?
Not Chris Brown. I always think of him.
Me too.
The
father of Mariah Carey's, yeah, kids. He has a kid with the girl from Selling Sunset.
Nick Cannon.
Thank you. I couldn't get Chris Brown out of my head either.
I always say Chris Brown. Sorry, buddy. But
so, yeah, Nick Cannon is obviously he's rich. So he's,
yeah,
you know.
That's crazy.
But legally, I'm sure it's different state to state. Because
it would be impossible. I mean, let's be honest. It would be impossible.
Most people don't have means like that.
No. And what are you going to do, really?
But this is why there should also be like state mandated vasectomies.
Yes. Oh my God. That's so
like
true.
Something to prevent people from spreading their seed past a certain point. Because let's be honest, if you get to the point where you have like 8 or 9 kids and you're not, it's not all with one woman, it's like multiple women. You got that many kids. That's when the state needs to step in and be like, hey buddy, you're not getting out of child support.
Yeah.
You're literally cut off.
Literally. Snip, snip.
Yeah.
See you at the office on Monday. Yeah, no, I agree because that's ridiculous.
Okay, so while we're on the topic of different like social media trends, have you heard of the term trad wife?
Trad?
Yes. So they're calling
I've heard of mob wife.
Don't even get me started.
Don't even get me started.
So trad wife is short for traditional wife. So there's this whole internet community of trad wife influencers who are like homesteaders and stay-at-home moms, whatever. Have you ever heard of Ballerina Farm?
Oh, girl, yeah. Homegirl okay. just snatched up the dang. She looked great, like 4 days, 4 hours after having a baby.
Incredible.
She caught a lot of shit for that, too. And I was like, why are we mad at her? She just had her, what, eighth kid?
Was it eight? I think it was eight.
I follow her account, actually. I like her.
So people are like, she's cosplaying, you know, a poor stay-at-home mom. Her stove is like
$20,000.
Right. Like, it's, and like, she's just making, and I'm sorry, she has eight kids. Like, yeah, it's okay that she's at home baking bread and rich. Like, why are we giving her shit for being rich?
Well, that was the thing.
If you're going to have eight kids and you better stay be rich. At home, you better be rich. You bet your ass. Yeah. I just like, I don't understand the like venom that people have towards her.
No, I don't either. Like, I'm missing something.
I don't get the trad wife thing, but like, sure, I want to have a sourdough starter. Will I have time to care for it? No, I can't even keep a plant alive.
Same.
I'm going to keep a thing of dough alive? That's not happening.
No.
But I like it. In theory, it sounds pleasant. Do I like the idea of growing my own vegetables, having a little garden? Sure. In what time, in what universe am I going to do that? I'm not. But I don't understand the like hate towards these women. And like, also, why do they have to be poor in order to be likable?
I know.
I'm just saying, like, I don't, God forbid somebody, you know, just have some wealth. That's okay.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking to someone the other day, and I think we've touched on this a little bit, but listen, there are no influencers that we watch, any of us, that are relatable. None.
No.
They're not relatable. And I only mean this. I don't mean that they're not good people. Of course, there are some that are great people. But they all have a lot more money than the average person. So just because you're deciding to shop at Amazon or Walmart does not make you relatable into my life. You have the option to buy.
Also, 95% of the time, they're getting paid for that. So
exactly. But even taking that out, they still have the option to buy a Chanel if they want, or Amazon or Walmart. It's not a matter of if I buy this Amazon top, I can't pay my credit card. I can't pay my cell phone bill. Oh, how am I going to? That is not relatable just because you're shopping at Walmart. Some people can't even shop. And again, I don't mean that to be taken out of the context of this conversation, but the whole, like, people are, they're always mad that influencers aren't, they're not going to be. They're just not.
Right.
You've made them not relatable. You've bought, they're rich. And listen, chase the hustle. That's great. Love that. But a lot of them that are, and again, we do follow some that are good. They're good people. I believe they give back. I believe that they are good people, and I love to see them shine. But for the most part, y'all, it is not a relatable lifestyle. They're in a $1 million house. They can up and move whenever they want. They're not worried about paying their kid or the cost of groceries or the cost of power bills or spikes in their kids, daycare, whatever it may be, because they're deciding to shop at Walmart and that makes them relatable. And I think that's why people like to see, quote, poor. There's a girl that I follow, Trailer Park, the girl that cooks, a mom of two from the trailer park is how she words it. I love her account. Okay. Do you follow her?
I don't follow her, but I know who you're talking
about.
So
she like showed up.
She makes meals for her kids, right?
In her kitchen.
Okay, yes.
Very humbly.
Oh yeah, like no frozen shit. Frozen chicken nuggets and like canned corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is the most relatable person we're on average going to follow that I genuinely watch her content. And I'm like, wow, she's relatable. Why? Because she takes something, say she's doing like organic chicken breast, but she's also using frozen broccoli and frozen.
Right.
Not everyone can live this lifestyle
And that's why, like, just obviously this pertains specifically to cooking, but like the rise of Rachel Ray, that's why people liked Ray so much is because she wasn't making, you know, her stock 5-minute, 30-minute scratch meals. And like getting everything, you know, taking corn kernels off the cob. Like she just opened a can. Like, yes. Like she was relatable in that sense that like she
30 was 30 minute meals was a real thing. Cause that's accessible. What most people have.
Right.
We don't have all day to prepare food and to run out if we forgot one ingredient. No, we're making do with what we have.
Yeah.
And that's just the reality of where we live in society, and everyone can feel like right now it's hard. And so all that to say, like when I was talking to my client the other day, we were just talking about like relatability and how hard it is just watching things. Cause it's a very scary time for most people. Topic of conversation for me right now for people is business and where you're spending money and where you're not. And my business feels that. So naturally it's a conversation and your business feels that naturally it's conversation. And we notice those things. And I'm very, very appreciative of my clients that do support my business, but it's also hard when you consume something and it someone's being relatable because they're shopping on Amazon or whatever. And it's like, but it's not because you have so many other options where some people don't have options. Yeah. They don't have the option to say, well, I bought this Amazon sweater, but I also bought Free People and a Nordstrom one just to compare. People can't do that.
Yeah.
They can't do that.
Yeah. And I think like, is it up to influencers to be relatable?
No,
because there are people like the girl you were mentioning before who truly are relatable and like, great. But also you said it before, you were saying we've made them unrelatable. And it's like, I think it's a good thing to want to support people and like whatever. But I understand it's twofold. I understand people feeling like the non-relatable influencers, the influencers with wealth who are in the hundreds of thousands of followers, are like pandering almost to the people that follow them because they're like, oh, hey, peasant. Here's your Walmart thing, but check out the new $8,000 couch that I just bought.
Would you like,
you know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm not, actually, that was a poor example because somebody that I know just did that and I'm not talking about them. So nobody get fucking weird about it.
No, I know what you're saying though.
But like, I'm just saying like, I understand people feeling like sensitive to it, especially when you're in the struggle. When you are in a struggle of any kind, whether it's financial, personal, whatever, you're ultra sensitive to the things that you're seeing.
Yeah, you notice so much more.
Right.
And if you're
But it's also not that other person's fault that you're having that struggle.
And that's what I was going to say.
So it is twofold. I see it from both sides.
It's almost better just to own your success and your lifestyle and don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Just show yourself. Just show your life. Don't try, quote, to be relatable. You're not. And that's okay. We like you.
Yeah.
You're still humble. Guess what? There's still value in being rich and humble.
Yeah.
I'm going to relate to you in a sense. Maybe it's not monetarily and maybe it's not because I'm shopping something you are, but when you have all these things and you've been blessed, so to speak, in so many things, but you're still a nice, good human, guess what?
Yeah.
You're relatable in that regard. Yeah. You're not trying to put on this facade of being relatable because how you're shopping.
But it's just like in real life, right? Like if you're friends with somebody, we follow in, a lot of people follow their influencer preference, you know, the people that they like for years, right?
Yep.
So think about like a friend that you had in your early 20s when you're both broke and whatever. Yep. And like, okay, you guys grow, you age, you get more career experience, you get bigger jobs, you get better paying jobs, you make more money. Like your lifestyle adjusts to like where you are in your career and your life. And so that is normal, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't judge your friend who could barely afford a burger 15 years ago.
No, you celebrate that.
Yeah. You wouldn't judge them for now going out and spending $150, you know, on a nice dinner. Like you're not going to do that because you just expect that they're at a different place in their life.
Right.
So why doesn't that same thing translate to
that's like, what I'm saying. It's just better to own up to just not being relatable in every aspect. You can still be a relatable person and we don't relate on every single level. It's okay. You can be, but, again, a good person and have all these things. And I can still relate to you because you're a mom going through something. Like, I don't have to be like, oh, cool. I bought, you know, a brand new Maserati. You did too. Oh, my God, girl. Like, same. Samesies. You're relatable.
We're twinning.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? It's like, girlfriend, just own it because you should be proud. I'm never going to co-sign to people being mad at influencers for hustling and making a living. Mm-hmm. I am never going to be mad at somebody for chasing that bread and making it. Why are we mad?
Right. Because if you're following them for the recommendations and now you can't buy the things that they're recommending that are part of their life, then okay, they're just not the person for you to follow for that purpose.
That's right.
If you're following somebody just because you like them or you like their personality, cool. You should celebrate their successes and want to see... You
and
know,
guess what? Follow people that aren't relatable. It's fun too. Listen, there are plenty of people I
motivation.
Follow and I'm or that I know that I'm never going to be on that level. Cool. I don't care. You're traveling every week. Cool. Love that for you. I'm going to watch through the screen because I don't get mad at myself that I'm not doing that. Cause also sometimes I don't want to do that. It seems exhausting in some regards, but I love to watch it. And like, it doesn't mean that I'm mad at you for being able to do that.
I know.
It's, I don't know. But like I said, everybody needs to stop trying to be so damn relatable by making themselves look more poor. Stop. Just be you. Like, that's cool. Great. Love that. We're not mad. Like, don't be mad at somebody for, like you said, making it, so to speak. We've all had friends that have, it's the ebb and the flow of a friendship. Like, it's okay.
And I do think some people just naturally have that juxtaposition in their life of, like, you know, high and low, right? Like, I'm like that. There are certain things that I will spend money on because that is just something I want to spend money on and I can. And then there are other things where I'm like, why the fuck am I going to buy that? Like, shoes. I will never, ever, mark my words, be an expensive shoe buyer.
Yeah.
I will, no thank you. I don't like shoes like that. I'm not a shoe girly. They're not important to me. I don't want to collect them. I'm hard on my shoes. Like, that will never be me. Yeah. I'm going to buy cheap shoes. Those are the shoes I will share. To me, cheap is like, you know, under $200.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
You'll never catch me buying a shoe more than that.
Right.
Unless it's like a very special occasion.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like picky about that because I agree. Like, if I'm going to literally
clothes, walk like on I'm it. Not going to spend, I will never be like a designer clothes girly. I might buy like nice staple pieces that I know I'll have forever, but I'm never going to spend a boatload of money on to buy like an expensive designer something or another that will be trendy.
Right.
That's not going to be me.
Yeah. No, I get that. Saying. Yeah. I think we all have our like vices, if you will. Like we all have the things like,
but I'll go in an Old Navy.
Right.
And I'll wear my Old Navy outfit and then carry my, you know, $1,200 purse.
That's right. That's how I feel about cowboy boots. I ain't buying no cheap cowboy boot. I want a good looking cowgirl boot. That's what I want. High heels, I can appreciate a red bottom, but like, I'm not buying it's red bottoms. To me. It's me either. But, you know, my Gucci slides that I wear every day that are bald on the bottom, love those. Right. Bought them twice because I returned them the first time. I kept thinking about them and I bought them after right before our live show because I was like, I earned these.
Yeah.
And I wear them all the time. I got my money's worth. But then
you'll also wear a t-shirt from the Cracker Barrel gift shop. And that's on that. And let's bring this full circle before we end this. Because if Lucchese and Paige Jeans don't give Jet, Pookie's man, some sort of brand deal, it's a freaking crime.
It is a crime.
It's a crime.
These are my Lucchese's. And my
Paige Jeans, as I know, usual.
Bless. And his Gucci loafers, too, though.
Mm. Oh, I haven't seen the Gucci loafers. I've only seen these damn boots.
Yeah, baby.
And so now Robbie had never heard of those boots. So now Robbie keeps, he saw a commercial the other day for
boots. What's your Chi-Chi's? What are those?
I forget what he called them. He saw the word.
No one can ever say it right. That? And I'm like, look, Casey. They're like, yeah, the Lucchese. I'm like,
Lucchese.
Literally does look like that, but that ain't it.
Goodbye. Anyways, I hope you get on Pookie Talk after this episode. You're welcome. Pookie, we gave you an
influencer podcast, not even meaning to. And look at that. We really did. There you go. Hope you enjoyed it. Which is almost a year to our rebrand, as if we didn't plan that.
Yeah.
There are no coincidences. We love y'all.
Mean it. Share it with everybody.
Bye.
We need to be famous.
Pookie. It's her outfit.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous. XOXO.